you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, as a church, we celebrate the solemnity of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. In his commentary on today's scripture readings, scripture scholar Peter Kreeft wrote that holy is the word that means set apart. So, the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph have been set apart. And they've been set apart so that we can look at them as a family and that we can learn from them as a family and that we can live like them as a family. As a matter of fact, if we were to take all of the scripture readings from today, the book of Sirach, Paul's letter to the Colossians, as well as the Gospel of St. Matthew, we find that there are, first and foremost, many of the virtues of our faith listed. And secondly, and most especially in the first reading from the book of Sirach, it reminds us that to follow the virtues brings with it a reward. And find it here. Whoever honors one's father atones for sins. When one prays, we are heard. One stores up riches, who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children. And so basically, the author of the book of Sirach is reminding us that to live a virtuous life brings with it much joy, much happiness. And it's not to be lost on St. Paul, who also talks about that we are God's chosen ones and that we need to be beloved, heartfelt, compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, patient, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And so it's, I guess we could say that these readings are almost like a cookbook of living the Christian life and of what to do. And that when we do live a virtuous life, there are rewards that we receive. And so we might want to think about, why would we not want to live a virtuous life? We are called, we are set apart, and we are challenged to live the virtues. And if we want to live a happy life, then we will live a virtuous life. And in the gospel passage, we get a glimpse of Saint Joseph, who has a special knack of always hearing the message of an angel in his dreams. And he is a man filled with great faith and who follows those instructions to the T. And so, again, to live virtuously brings happiness, and that's really what we are challenged to do as followers of Christ. It is the way that Jesus was raised by his parents, Mary and Joseph, and it is a way of growing in holiness and bringing great joy to others as well as ourselves. In other words, live virtuously, live happily.